At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
How do you enjoy prosperity? Well, you do all the stuff that got you there in the first place.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
All the little things, you know, it's not some deal where you I'll get in trouble for this, I'm certain, but
Andy Dirt Johnson.
Where, you know, instead of playing hard and getting a first down and getting a play, then, you know, you want to sit behind a shade tree, eat a fish sandwich, and drink a lemonade with your fat little girlfriend.
And Brendan Sprague.
I'm working on this trademark cough. What do you think? It's getting better, too. We marched it downfield.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and YouTube, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope everybody's weekend was great.
It's a great weekend. Beautiful day yesterday.
We've been very, very fortunate.
Have you looked at the future forecast, too?
I'm terrified to talk about it, to be honest
with
you.
Don't jinx it. We got a no-hitter going.
Yes.
Don't say anything. Just sit down in the dugout. Don't mention it. Don't say anything.
It's Mother's Day weekend coming up here, so I hope you get your moms, your wives, your baby mama, your significant other, whoever they may be. Reward them with something.
We love the mamas.
We love the mamas.
Gotta love the mamas.
Oh, it's
mamas
such a thing for moms.
What would we do without the mamas?
That was one of my kink fantasies as a child.
Was it? You were into that? That was your search tab?
Oh, yeah.
What's the old search history look like? Four letters.
Stepmoms in town. We're allowed to get to in the second hour of the program. Dan Wetzel, serious journalist.
Yes.
National voice of college athletics and sports in general, will join us at 7:30. He was a part of some breaking news that we'll get to coming up here in the second hour as we lead into Dan Wetzel for the Daily Ticker. But we will start with the announcement of Tuesday, June 24th. Mighty important date here.
What?
Okay. I think our new brand manager, Dusty Hero, would agree. Tuesday, June 24th, we want to hang out with you guys all day. Why don't you come on out? Your local Toyota dealers presents the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. We'll have Victor Rico's for the breakfast burrito morning crowd.
Hell yeah.
And the lunch crowd as well.
Love a good burrito.
And we love our good friend Matt because Matt's Barbecue, also exceptional. They'll be on hand catering as well. Foursomes can be purchased, and we were just told over the weekend there are literally only a couple left for the afternoon round.
Afternoon always goes quick. Sold out. Always goes first.
So the morning round is still open, but that will eventually fill up as well because the afternoon crowd will not get what they want. And we want you guys to come hang out at Langdon Farms Tuesday, June 24th. Foursomes can be purchased at 1080thefan.com and click on the Fan Golf Classic logo. More details to follow, I think, at this point, but maybe not.
Probably more details. There's more details. We'll
have
more
of the rounds being sold out. What more details would we have?
We got more stuff.
Okay.
There's going to be some on-course things.
Maybe our Royal Rumble event will happen
maybe
in the
it'll
red
be
shed
right there on
at
the
Langdon
red
Farms,
shed.
And maybe you got to buy a ticket to the
in
Fan
that
Golf
little
Classic
meadow next to the sixth hole where we Ooh. All hang out.
I think you put it over the pond around 9 and 18, and then when you get tossed out of the Royal Rumble, then you're in the water. You got to swim your way out. That'd be a hell of a place.
Well, there's
for
that
it.
Fence around that practice green over by
That's
the
good
office
call.
Buildings.
Yeah, good call. You could do it over there.
We could put up the steel cage in there. Is it a steel cage?
I
match?
Think you go steel cage. Okay. Sure, why not? More details.
That's
come.
Where the Royal Rumble's going to happen.
More
Tuesday, June 24th.
More details to come. Okay. More right. details.
Do
to come.
I get a? Do I get to bring like a 7-iron in, like Elin or something?
If you had a 7-iron and you were one on one,
would that be your club of choice as a weapon? Because you swing it the best.
Hmm.
It is. I mean, you don't want to go driver because it's a little bit it's a little bit bigger. But
maybe the
wedge,
four hybrid.
Four hybrid would be your weapon
I've
of choice.
I've been striking my six
Have you?
Really
Look
well
you.
Lately. You I'm afraid to say that out loud.
Don't jinx that either. Quit jinxing stuff over here, man.
I just hit it
now.
One
it's going to rain today, and you're going to shank the next four hybrids you hit.
Dude,
the hell's
I just
the
hit my
with you?
6-190.
Let's go. You got those long arms and those long legs, man. When it all connects, it goes a long ways.
Would you beat Ortner in a one-on-one match with a 7-iron in a ring swag, or would he still beat you?
I think we could go golf competition, too, to decide this. Who wins that? Swag. Would you feel confident swag. Enough in your game?
No, not where my game is right now. I
Hold
need
on.
To go play.
You gave a round. I would give you the overwhelming favorite.
Who else plays golf?
Buck.
I did see Schultzy swing a golf club last year at the sixth hole, and that didn't go very well. He's not.
Although Pete Harris didn't, and I'm pretty sure he'd be last.
Pete Harris probably wouldn't stand a chance. Buck seems like a golfer, but I don't know him well
Buck
enough.
Between Buck and Swag.
Yeah. Does Nimick play any golf?
No.
No.
No golf for Nimick?
No.
No. All right.
Ortner? Nah.
He could hit it a long ways, I bet, but just doesn't know what direction it's
it?
Going. Yeah, that's a good question.
That's the underrated part of that sport. Can you hit the ball?
Well, I mean, we'll see tough. What else you get. More details to come. It's going to be a blast, man. Can't wait.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
We had a listener ask our favorite Cinco de Mayo story, and I would just say there is a certain tequila I will never drink again because of a year in college on Cinco de Mayo.
I can't do tequila anymore. Because of college.
Really?
Yeah, we all have.
I could do like a margarita. Like I can drink a mixed drink tequila, but like a shot of tequila, I'm out. Won't touch it.
Oh, I could still do tequila. I just, there's a certain tequila I will never be able to look at without almost throwing up.
We all have a college tequila story.
That was a fun Cinco de Mayo, though.
Cinco de Mayo was a great, because it's usually the weather's turning a little bit. It's a great time for college.
Cinco de Drinko is what many call that
things,
holiday.
Things are getting sideways, and they're going sideways in a hurry.
But it wasn't, happy Cinco that de Mayo. One wasn't as big when I was in college.
Cinco de Mayo, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was a massive holiday for our college years either, but I made it a holiday.
It was just a mixture of finally the sun's out. If you got a nice day and it fell on a Cinco de Mayo and it was like the timing of it was good, it was a glorious holiday.
It was just a holiday. It's like, oh, the sun's out. Hey, there's a reason to celebrate. There's sundresses everywhere.
Well, let's drink some tequila.
Yes. Oh, really called that. So the first sunny day over 70 up at UPS was the opening of G&T season.
There you go. Yeah. How highbrow of you guys.
Yeah.
Opening of G&T season.
That's right.
Constance Fry.
Wanna drink my gin
and tonic. We would bring the couches from
Listen
the front room.
Listen to Harry Connick Jr.
That's right. We'd bring the couches out onto the lawn in front.
You had your sweater tied around your neck, didn't you?
Definitely
Hell
did.
Yeah.
There was 100% a sweater around
Smoking
those shoulders.
My tobacco pipe.
Anybody seen my boat shoes?
Jeff Russ coming up. You guys like Yacht Rock? Rolling Stones suck.
How about Game 7, James Harden choking again?
Couldn't score.
Stay Couldn't down. Do anything. I'm
Didn't he have like 12 assists?
It doesn't matter. They lost. What was even the final of that game? How much did that get? Because I missed the first.
They were up 31, and then everybody started putting the subs in.
Dude, so the frustrating thing about this game, it was actually a good game. It was Clippers up at the end of the first.
Yeah, yes. End of the first quarter.
Second, Denver made a little bit of a turning of the tide, but it was still an 8-point game.
Yeah.
Third quarter,
all
like
hell broke
4
loose.
Minutes into the third, good night. Yeah. Like a 25-4 run or whatever it was. It was curtains for the Clippers. Harden did nothing. And look, I don't even know how much of James Harden's stuff you want to get to.
I'd love to get to a lot of it. I can't.
Would you really?
I would love to. I can't stand that guy, and that made me laugh out loud on Saturday.
Okay. I wasn't surprised that was what James Harden did. It's who he is in big closeout games.
And he deserves all of this. I part of me, you're so used to it and you almost expect it at this point, both with the organization and with the star, with the player.
7 points?
In a game 7. I mean, that's all-time embarrassing. That should ruin your, like, talk about coming up small in a big moment for a guy who doesn't have a title.
That should keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, dude. Like, you go two of
get out of the Hall of Fame.
He only took 8 shots in the game. Like, at least shoot the ball. At least be a Russell Westbrook and start chalking it up left and right. His last, let's see, what is this? 5 elimination games in the NBA. I can't even remember what teams he was playing for all these
Philly
years.
Philly, previous the Clippers.
And then it was Brooklyn, and then it was Houston.
And then Houston, yeah.
2021 against Milwaukee, he had 22 points. They lost the game. I believe that was the toe Kevin Durant game, if I'm not mistaken.
What did he shoot, though?
He was 5 of 17 from the yeah, floor, 2 of 12 you. From 3 with yep. 4 turnovers.
Yeah, so his points don't even represent how bad no. he was in that game.
Game 6 against Miami the next year. He had 11 points, 4 of 9 from the floor, 3 of 7, 4 turnovers, eliminated. 2023, that was the year he was in Philly. They had a 3-2 series lead, I believe, on Boston that season, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken. They lost Game 6, choked it away. In Game 7, he had 9 points. He was 3 of 11
they
from
got
the
blown
floor.
Out in that game, right?
1 of 5 from 3, 5 turnovers. I believe they got blown out. Last year against Dallas, he had 16 points, 0 of 6 from 3. And then this year, 7 points with 1 of 4 from 3, 2 of 8 shooting. He is one of the worst big game performers we have seen in the history of professional sports.
It's not just basketball.
No.
I don't know. Like, who? I was trying to think of this yesterday.
That's not even counting the 0 for 27 streak that Houston went on yeah. years ago against Golden State when he was the face of that team.
Well, don't forget, also, speaking of the Clippers, famously, the Clippers melted down when Chris Paul was there.
They did.
Who was on the bench when the Rockets made that comeback for the entire fourth quarter?
James Harden was on the bench for the comeback.
It's crazy. Like, yeah. he is all-time in that sport. I think you can make all-time in all sports.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I can't think of an equivalent in football or baseball.
Somebody you would trust less with, like, your life on the line to deliver for you when you need it most.
And listeners might say, well, A-Rod or Barry Bonds. Yeah, well, yeah. they at least had redemption stories. And, like, A-Rod was good the year the Yanks won in 09.
Yeah.
And Bonds was a phenomenal force in the year that they lost World the World Series.
Yeah, he hit, like, 38 home runs in that
so
series.
So at least they exercised the demons.
They did.
I don't know who the football equivalent of this is. Can you think of the quarterback?
I mean, people right now would probably put it on a guy like Lamar. Lamar gets a little bit of this label. I think it's unfair, but that's a name that would get thrown out.
If you want to use Lamar, that's
Tony Romo.
Fine.
I go Tony Romo. He had a lot of this. Couldn't catch a snap to win a game in Seattle. Like, he had a lot of those kind of moments.
He also threw a nice pass to Dez that the refs stole from him out of Green Bay that would have put him in the conference championship game.
Very true. Very true.
Even Lamar and Romo examples. Totally fair if you think, okay, come up short, guys. 2 of 8?
Just
he
what
shot
are you doing?
8 times?
Not even trying at that point. You just gave up. They
you
just
gave
packed
up.
It in and went home.
I just think it's a different level even of those dudes. He's kind of rare. He's almost a 1-1 in all of sports of just absolute choke artists.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to sum it up. I feel mean saying that term because I think we throw it out too much. But, like, literally, dude, you're
That's
a $100 million player.
You know, showing the biggest moments every time in
every
your career.
Every time.
Every time in your career. You've disappeared when your team needed you the most.
And I'll also say this. Like, we did a lot of Harden here. I'm not surprised by what happened with him. Kawhi Leonard is being let off the hook, I think. He shot 13 times.
Yeah, he was fine, but he didn't do anything special.
How about you go out shooting almost 40, aiming. You need to be a 30 to 35 point guy. Every time this dude has a good game, we got to throw him above Kevin Durant in the all-time pantheon. But when he has one of these games, these run-of-the-mill games.
They blame James Harden.
It's James Harden. And look, Harden's bad. He deserves to be criticized.
Yeah.
All-time great players in that moment, you got to lose. I need to see you lose with 30 points or more.
Yeah.
Okay? Especially swinging. When your running mate is James Harden. If I told you on Friday, because we ended up being wrong on some Sprague and Line stuff, but if I would have told you on Friday's show that the Game 7 on Clippers was going to involve Jokic having 16 points...
They're going to lose the game.
Right.
They're going to lose the game.
Everybody would have said that.
Yep.
But all the role guys and the rest of the starting lineup for the Nuggets was good, and Harden was god-awful. Nobody else really did much. Even Zubac, 10 points? 10?
Yeah.
That was embarrassing. To lose a game really 7 was. Going down that way, that's embarrassing stuff.
To the point where Russell Westbrook stealing the ball against his former team and taking a purposeful technical foul hanging on the rim and then saying, send them the bleep out of here, whatever he was yelling at the crowd. That was one of the cooler technical fouls I've ever seen. Like,
oh,
such an emphatic way to end that game.
Oh, made me love him so much.
That was pretty badass. I did enjoy watching that. Two different sides here. One is the Clippers, I think this is more of a
macro level discussion about what happens when the face of your franchise and your star player is not a leader and not accountable, and that's who Kawhi Leonard is.
Okay, I want you to hold whatever your other takes are because we're against it.
What?
Because I also have audio clips.
Okay, let's play some audio.
I have Russell Westbrook summing up me as a fan of Russell Westbrook perfectly, and also the coach of the Clippers who just lost in Game 7 telling you he's encouraged by this.
Things are going in the right direction. We're heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
Nothing more on this.
The Nuggets get ready to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. How we feel about that matchup. And the other Western Conference matchup is set as well. We haven't even really gotten to it. Steph and the Warriors will not die. But now they got Ann Edwards. And are people going to talk themselves into the legacy of Draymond, Steph, and now Jimmy? Or is Ann Edwards a dude you do not want to see in the playoffs at this point? Because shirtless on his couch says, I got past Luka, LeBron. Who else should I be scared of? And I'm like, that got released on the internet? That's real? Wow. Okay. So we'll talk some more Western Conference playoff picture stuff next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We'll get to Dan Wetzel. Some breaking news in college football by him. And also, he wrote a story on Belichick of how like he likes to be a villain and how the whole Jordan Hudson thing might work in his advantage.
I think our buddy Mad Dog Russo put it best. He wrote a book and you didn't even talk about the Flategate. You didn't talk about Spygate. That's what we want to read about. My rise up the NFL ladder.
We know that story.
Talk about the cheating allegations. How much did you cheat? When did you cheat? Why did you cheat? I want to know. Give me the deets.
So we'll talk with Dan Wetzel for the Daily Ticker coming up. Warriors Thunder. Or no. Yeah, wait, no.
Wait, Warriors Rockets?
Timberwolves.
Thunder?
Timberwolves Warriors.
What are we trying to talk about here?
T-Wolves Warriors.
I'm mixing all kinds of things. I got things in my brain.
Nuggs Thunder. T-Wolves Warriors.
It's funny how the shoe's on the other foot now, huh? It's easy to forget who's playing in the second round.
I can at least identify the team. You were just blanking there. This is the fourth time. I didn't know this till yesterday. I don't know if you guys knew this. It's random. Random factoid for you. It's the fourth time ever a 6 and a 7 have squared off in the second round.
That's a pretty remarkable stat.
That is. I thought that was kind of crazy.
It kind of shows you the NBA doesn't happen very often, but we knew going into the West this year that there was going to be, like, there's a lot of, outside of 1-8, we all knew 1-8 was going to be done.
Yeah.
And the rest of the series, like, you tell me they go one way or the other, I'm not necessarily surprised by that. So that's a pretty remarkable number.
Did your factoids give you that?
I didn't write.
Sorry, didn't mean to derail you.
I just counted
you.
How many times it had happened.
Okay.
So I'll look it up, okay?
Okay.
I'll
get find that.
No worries. Just curious.
You're on a good stretch of stats right now.
That's a good stat.
That's a good stat.
Don't ask me for more stats.
I kind of want to confirm that stat is correct currently. Can we double check the math on the stat? You know?
No, I buy that.
What year's numbers are we looking at for Kamara? Our boss thinks you have the stat yips.
He thinks I have stat yips.
We're trying to get you over. You're Chuck Knobloch throwing to first base right now, giving stats on the show. I just want to make sure that throw got there to first base and the runner's actually out.
You know, you look it up, Google it, and let me know if I'm right.
Okay. What was the number again? How many times did you say it happened?
This will be the fourth time ever a 6 and a 7 have squared off in the second round in the reformatted playoff era of the NBA.
Okay.
I've told you before, I've probably said it too many times, I am a fan of Russell Westbrook. I understand all of the negatives of his game, but Russell Westbrook had himself a nice little series off the bench for the Denver Nuggets in that round against the Clippers. Had a technical foul, as you highlight, late in that game because he didn't care about it. Game's over.
Just hung on the rim.
Russell Westbrook was asked about what kind of player is he? Is he one that thinks, or is he just going by instincts on the court? And I actually think Russell Westbrook sums up the Russell Westbrook experience the best of anybody, even the fans of him.
I think a lot, you know, as much as people may not think. I'm very smart, and I understand the game. I understand what's going on. So I am thinking. And I also, just a force, man. I think it's, you know, my ability to be able to be a force of nature on the floor is what I pride myself on. So whatever that looks like, it may be a turnover, it may be a missed shot, but it may be a steal, maybe a dunk, maybe a missed three, maybe a made three. It's going to be all of that. It's going to be everything. So you just take it for how it comes, and whatever happens, you go with it. And I've always been like that. As long as I leave it on the floor, and God willing, to be able to go out and continue to compete, I'm grateful for it.
By the way, the last time was the Warriors-Lakers, 2023.
And you said it's the fourth time it's happened?
I said it's the, third time.
Okay,
according to my NBA.com article, it's the third time.
I'm looking at ESPN Research Department. Third time.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's happened.
That's what I said.
2023 Warriors-Lakers.
You saying the fourth, that's fake news.
1987 Rockets and Supersonics.
We're a little worried about you with stats right now.
That's a good stat.
That's a good stat. That's a good
one.
You made us think. You made us ponder that it doesn't happen very often.
Why don't you move on? Why don't you shut up?
People forget.
It's also the first time
we're not litigating the past. We're looking towards the future. You're Mark McGuire right now. A Senate hearing.
Sometimes you strike out.
I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm here to talk about the future.
That's a home run. I just gave you a home run stat.
Yeah.
You know? Don't worry about the strikeouts.
It's becoming a thing of the Chuck Knobloch of stats is going to be phenomenal.
But what's happening
content.
Is I'm seeing these stats.
You see them and you say and you forget
and I
it.
Say yeah. I'll remember it and then I'll be slightly off on the memory or something will happen that'll make me question my own memory.
You don't have to give me it. Just say it's very rare that this happens in the history of the NBA and I'd say, yeah, that makes sense.
No,
probably not very often.
That ain't something you'd say. You'd say, how many times?
How many times?
And then
Greg?
I'd be like, let me look a lot. And then our boss coming like, you got the yips.
You got the yips.
You got stat yips.
You got stat yips right now. I think your new name's Knobloch.
Or Sacks.
What's up, Chuck? What else you got for me in this segment?
Alan and Chuck here.
Alan and Chuck, what's coming up next?
Damn it, dude.
I will say this, though. Like, the Clippers, I said it at the end of the last segment. To me, this is a problem of who you've built the team around. You have a star who's not a leader, and he's not a locker room guy. He doesn't get the best out of everybody.
Yeah.
And James Harden disappears in the biggest moments he has his entire career. Good luck the rest of the way. Like, sure, yeah, you're going in the right direction. Yeah, I'll believe that. To me, the story was the other side, and it was what you mentioned in the last segment, and that is, if you told me on Friday Jokic is going to have 16 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists, will the Nuggets win Game 7? I'd say no. That's not good enough.
Like, that's how high the bar is for that dude, where you're like, meh.
Nearly a triple-double and 6 of 14 from the floor is not good enough.
Right.
He didn't get the whistle. They didn't have a ton of foul calls. Remember, no. We talked about that going into Game 7.
And this was kind of the story of the series to me. Now, I don't know how the round is going to go against OKC. It's a much different challenge than playing the choke artist Clippers, who do this every year in the playoffs. To me, the eye-opener of that entire series was the amount of help that he got.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the thing that we debated during the regular season. How much do you trust? Where's Aaron Gordon at? He had a phenomenal series. We can make fun of Michael Porter Jr., and rightfully so. He disappears. He also had two or three really good games in that series.
Stepped up at the end.
Russell Westbrook had a really good series. The experience was good. Jamal Murray had the huge 40-point game. Christian Braun hit some big shots. Like, they got help from everybody. And when you do that, it makes their chance of going on a run better. When I viewed them, it was mostly Jokic is the best player on the planet. He's good enough to win a game by himself. But he got a ton of help in this series, and that's going to, if it continues, he'll give him a puncher's chance against OKC.
We're going to talk with Dan Wetzel in a second. He broke some news on Michigan this morning, and he wrote a Belichick story. But we haven't gotten into Warriors-Rockets yet. My God, 70 points.
How about that rock fight last night?
They had 70 points with like 8 minutes or something to go. I'm like, God, Lord, this offense sucks.
Catch the fever.
I'll give you a quick teaser before we get to that and some of the matchups to look ahead in. I think these second round series are going to be short.
Mm.
I think we have a collision course, Thunder T-Wolves.
In the conference finals.
Yeah, I don't know why he's not generated this by the national. Maybe he has. Maybe I don't listen to every single national NBA podcast, but the ones I do listen to, I'm just shocked not everybody's leaning all the way in of saying, like, Ant Edwards seems like he's finally, like, the dude. Like, he got close to it last year. He got derailed. And hold this for the bad takes, old takes exposed. I just think that they're bigger and they're better. I think they are a significantly better version of the Rockets, and the Warriors needed 7 games to get past that Rocket team.
Well, and Minnesota actually has a number one player, and Houston doesn't have a number one player.
I don't know who defends him in that series, and then even if you send two, he knows how to, he just beat the Lakers with that. So
the symbolism is great. He beat Durant in the playoffs last year. He just beat LeBron and Luka in the playoffs, and now he might have a chance to knock Steph out in the second round.
And Jimmy, let's not keep Jimmy out of that. Yeah. Draymond, you know, talking to the camera at the end of that game.
How many people is Draymond going to punch in the face and not get ejected for in this series? Well, I can't wait to watch that.
Him and Gobert.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
He choked Gobert. Remember that?
I do remember that.
He choked him from behind.
Then he had to go to counseling. Remember, he didn't have to go to anger management classes? He learned his lesson.
And the other series, just kind of peekaboo. Like,
I know.
I know Jokic is great.
Yeah.
Are you going to get that Westbrook again?
I don't know.
This Thunder team?
You're nervous. You're nervous.
I'm not. I'm not nervous.
What if they win game one?
They won't.
You're a little... Oh.
Thunder and 5.
Mark at 8, dude.
I'd look at Thunder and 4, to be honest with you, for odds.
Mark at 8, dude.
Thunder and 4 or 5. That's short series.
7:30 May 5th. 7:30 May 5th.
Dan Wetzel broke some news at Michigan football. We'll get into that with him. He also wrote a story on Belichick's girlfriend and how all that's been going. So Dan Wetzel joins us for the Daily Ticker next on 1080 The Fan.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Soak in the sunshine with the return of Pelican's seasonal beer, Pelicano. Available in clear glass bottles for refreshment you can see.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Monday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Today is Cinco de Mayo. Why don't you celebrate Cinco de Mayo with Pelican Brewing's Mexican Lager, Pelicano, bright, crisp, and brewed for good times. It's the ultimate fiesta refreshment. Go grab some Pelicano on your way home. Joining us now is Dan Wetzel, ESPN senior writer, New York Times bestselling author, at Dan Wetzel on Twitter. You can go give him a follow. Dan, good morning to you, man. Thanks for the time out here in Portland. We wanted to talk to you about your Belichick article, and then this morning you just go about breaking a little bit of college football news. We got a coach getting suspended. So tell the listeners, like, what is he getting suspended for, and how does Game 3 and Game 4 of the season make sense?
Yeah, Sherrone Moore, the Michigan head coach, is expected to get suspended by the school. So a self-imposed penalty amidst the Connor Stallions advanced scouting scandal, or whatever we want to call it, case. So the NCAA accused more of a level 2 violation of not cooperating because he initially deleted a string of texts between him and Stallions off his phone. Now those are retrievable. So they're sort of deleted, but they found them. There's really no incriminating information in them, but they were charged him with the like failure to cooperate kind of thing. I don't want to say specifically. So
yeah,
He said, you know, he was just angry at Connor Stallions and deleted it. So anyway, they're going to, the NCAA hasn't ruled, but Michigan can, you know, self-impose things to try to curry favor with the NCAA or hope that this will do it. The Games 3 and 4, opposed to Game 1 and 2, right? If you're suspended 2 games, you think it'd be the first 2 games. Schools do this. They try to pick and choose. The big thing for Moore is the second game is Michigan at Oklahoma. He is an Oklahoma graduate, played offensive line for the Sooners. My guess, I do not know, but my guess is he had great interest in coaching in Norman. And so they're going with Games 3 and 4 against Central Michigan and at Nebraska, opposed to that. So will it work? The NCAA could still come in and hit him with a longer suspension, other penalties. There's going to be some recruiting penalties that probably don't matter too much anymore. But that's where we're at with Michigan. So Games 3 and 4, no Sherrone Moore is what's expected.
If I was asked Dan Wetzel, now that he's probably going to get suspended, we'll figure out the games. You mentioned some recruiting stuff. This story largely coming to a wrap after the initial Connor Stallions doing some shady stuff for Michigan. How would Dan Wetzel categorize the Michigan championship season, given all the information we've collected since they won it and all this stuff came out?
Newsworthy. That's what I would call it from my perspective. They were clearly breaking the NCAA rule on scouting, or the spirit of the rule, if you will, by what they were doing, you know, filming sidelines and stuff like that. I was never a huge believer that it was that big of an advantage, because almost every team's got 95% of each other's signs. Everyone steals the signs and all that. You can call up the coaches that played the week before and say, what signs did you steal while you were sitting there watching the game? And they can tell you, and that is allowable by the culture, but this isn't. So I kind of always related a little more to Deflategate. It sounded like a big deal and everyone went crazy and said Tom Brady's a cheat and all that. Then he won four more Super Bowls. So I still think Michigan won the national title, whatever, but that doesn't mean they're innocent. Yeah. It just to me, the advantage is not nearly as significant as maybe people want to do it. Plus, it got uncovered halfway through the season. So, mm-hmm. Ohio State, Penn State, Alabama, all those schools all knew and were able to adjust.
Yeah, it didn't impact those games. Dan Wetzel is our guest, ESPN senior writer, New York Times best-selling author, at Dan Wetzel on Twitter. You came out with a piece late last week that we found interesting. We've certainly talked about it a lot, and that is this Bill Belichick girlfriend story is just wild. It's kind of come out of left field, where at first it was a little awkward and uncomfortable in terms of the age, and now a lot of the details are coming out following the fallout from that CBS interview a few weeks back. You took a different spin on it, though, in the history of Belichick. So I'm just curious how you kind of view that story and the way that it has evolved and how this is going to play into, from the sports side of things, how it impacts North Carolina going forward.
Yeah, I was really writing the sports side of it. Look, it's obviously, anytime you have a 49-year age difference in a relationship, it's going to be intriguing, interesting, newsworthy, all of that. All fair game. It's, you know, no one really saw that coming out of Belichick to have this sort of situation. And so, and, you know, now we're, you know, she's 24. She's active on social media. This is a guy who used to call it face mask and hit all these jokes about how dumb social media is. Now he's like posing for Instagram Halloween photo. It's something, man. It's something.
Yeah.
My thing is that if you think, I mean, people are like, "Hey, this is elder abuse. He can't coach the team. North Carolina should fire him." Let's slow on that. This guy, we just talked about Deflategate, right? They won a Super Bowl after Deflategate. Then when they suspended Tom Brady, they won another one. Spygate, they went 16-0. Aaron Hernandez is standing trial for murder. They win a Super Bowl. He loves fights, feuds, controversy. Like, people are like, this is a distraction. Like, this guy's entire life is a distraction. I don't know whether Bill Belichick's going to win at North Carolina or not. I just don't think this is going to matter because he's got this girlfriend and he posed for, you know, she interjected into a CBS Sunday morning interview. Let's just football wise, this is probably the greatest coach in the history of football, or one of them. And he is always operated in mayhem. He seems to enjoy it and seek it. So I'm not too worried about that with him.
Well, she is a distraction for many. He's already seeking new PR, according to a report. So obviously, yeah. I think the CBS thing did make
use new PR. Yeah. No question.
Yeah. Final one for you, because we know you got to go, and we appreciate the time here. We may not know how many wins they get. What's your best bet, though? Like, we talk about the greatness of Belichick. The NFL said thanks, but no thanks. No more. College giving them the chance here. What is realistic in your estimation for North Carolina this year in the ACC?
You know, it probably not. I don't know what his roster is. There's so many transfers and all of that. But I would say, you know, can he win an ACC title there over the next, like, 3 years? I would say that would be maybe the cap and make a playoff. I mean, he is an exceptional teacher of football. He's as good as anyone's ever been. It's the in-game moments. And those are things that college coaches lack. Often, right? How do you handle, you know, the guy take a knee? You know, guys have like not failed to take a knee and lose a game. Maybe a coach that people know in Oregon. You know, that stuff's not going to happen. And he's used to the transitional nature of a roster, right? So you look at a guy like Malcolm Butler, made one of the most famous plays in a Super Bowl. You know, he's a guy they just pick up off the street that year. And they're training him to read the right thing and make the move. Can he do that? I'm fascinated by Belichick in North Carolina. Do I think they can win like a national title? Or no, college football is really hard. And it's really hard when you don't have built-in advantages. And North Carolina does not have all those. But I think they can be very successful. And it's going to be interesting to see. I just don't think Jordan Hudson is going to be a big factor in this. But again, I could be proven wrong. But I think the Belichick story is interesting enough. And now, you know, I thought he was the most interesting person in college football. Now she is.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Well, hey, you slip in a Mario Cristobal dig in an interview in Oregon, you're going to get a round of applause here. That's well done. Dan Wetzel, ESPN senior writer, New York Times best-selling author. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at Dan Wetzel. Appreciate the time in Portland, man. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
There you go. Dan Wetzel of ESPN. ESPN.
Yeah, my only little slight pushback on that, because I'm not going to refute the football genius that dude is.
It's an interesting
is.
Theory. He's had a lot of controversies throughout his career.
100%.
Not to this level in terms of his personal relationship, but yeah.
Well, and I think people took the headline of his story and were like, look what ESPN's writing. And I'm like, well, it's actually kind of well thought out. It's just the headlines making people think it's a gossip article. My only pushback is this. Yes, he's had success in controversy, and he kind of thrives in that villain role. The NFL, much like Shador, said thanks, but no thanks. And I don't think the NFL says thanks, but no thanks, unless there's something about you that they're not quite convinced on. And the difference between those years and overcoming those moments versus now, every report and every bit of intel we get, there's something different about this. She is clearly wedged herself. And by the way, there was reporting that his son's wife
is not happy about this.
Commented and was like, how disrespectful is this behavior?
She forced her way into the Dunkin' Donuts Super Bowl commercial.
So like even the Belichick family tree in coaching doesn't seem like lock and step with this. So that's my only pushback is, he's thrived in controversy in the past. This is the most unlike Belichick. Yeah. All of those were like shady, behind the scenes, mastermind, evil genius. This is, I don't know what's going on. And she's a mermaid on his Instagram. And that's different than all the others.
I mean, the counter argument I would make, too, is you know what else helps you overcome controversy in your career?
Sex.
And Tom Brady.
Oh, that too.
When you're a coach, having
sex with Tom Brady would definitely do
that
it,
that would get you over a lot of problems.
100%.
I mean, the guy's got great, he's got a great jawline. Today's Day of the Ticket presented by Pelican Brewing Company.
What?
Celebrate. Do you know today's Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, it is.
Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Drinko.
Cinco de Drinko.
When you're on your way home from work, whether it's like us at 9:30 this morning or later on today, why don't you just stop by your local store, grab yourself some of their Mexican lager Pelicano.
Or drive to the coast and get it.
Or it's going to be sunny all week. Like, great beautiful. Week to be at the coast. It's bright. It's crisp. It's brewed for good times. Today is for a good time, and it's the ultimate fiesta refreshment. Let's get to the reaction to Sharon Moore being suspended. I would totally do this, so I can't blame them for this fan base. And decision day. Some college football notes. That's next on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Spray crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. Well, we all know that my team won a couple of national championships in college football last year. It's a big deal. Wolf Champs. People pay attention. They know. The banner's going up pretty soon. If you're a Husky fan, are you claiming the 23 championship?
The 23 championship?
Yeah, losing to Michigan, those cheating bastards who are still suspending coaches from that fallout of the investigation.
Weirdly, we're in a spot where we vacate championships, but the second-place team doesn't get the championship.
They don't get to claim it. You just vacate it, and the second-place team doesn't get it.
I think they're proudly claiming the 23 conference championship game title, which,
of course,
who did they beat in that game?
They beat my team. Beat them twice that year.
Get you one of those.
I mean, we got many conference championships. We just won one this year.
I'll get you one of those against them.
We don't have
one of those against you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would claim, if I were a Husky fan, I'd probably claim this title. I mean,
you
they claim one
feel
the
a certain
90s.
Way about it.
I mean, look, it's interesting that this story has not gone away. I honestly forgot. I figured all of it was water under the bridge at this point.
Oh, this was the only thing. I didn't know when or how, but I knew this one was kind of in the background.
I'm going to guess the other teams in that conference aren't going to let this go.
Well, they're like trying to get ahead of the NCAA ruling with this.
It's also hilarious that, like, okay, choosing. So you deleted 52 text messages. I guess they had a way to find them, and there was nothing super incriminating, but it's technically deleting evidence.
I mean, they didn't cooperate fully with that investigation.
No, they didn't.
They knew what was happening.
And
we all know what happened.
To then say, well, let's get out in front of it and suspend our coach. But, you know, he really wants to coach in week two. It's his alma mater.
I mean, this is America. That's what criminals get to choose their punishments.
You're going to coach the first 2 weeks of the season and then serve a two-week suspension in weeks three and weeks four and then be back for week five.
The Nebraska game, by the way, is a pretty big game to be missing at Nebraska.
That's, I mean,
if
Nebraska
Raiola takes a step, they could beat you.
Should take a step this year. Michigan, that, I mean, look, sure. I know that the season ended well for Michigan. They beat Ohio State, which, damn it, that woke up that giant. So thanks a lot for that, Sharon Moore. They won their bowl game against Alabama. Mm-hmm. So the season, let's not sit here and act like year one was all sunshine and butterflies. Like, their offense was dog ass.
Yep.
They lost some really bad games. They got, you know, they lost to the Huskies. They lost to Indiana. They lost to Oregon. Like, it was not a great year for them.
See, I disagree.
Ended on a high note.
Yeah.
And they got the number one recruit in the country, the Underwood kid. Maybe he starts right away. But to your point on the Nebraska game, like, what if they lose in week two to Oklahoma, which could happen. Oklahoma's bolstered their roster. Mm-hmm. You're going on the road. It's a tough place to go play. Then you got to go to Nebraska without your head coach. It didn't matter for you 2 years ago, but that's because you had a championship caliber roster.
Yes.
I mean, you could be staring at a 2-2 start with your coach serving a suspension, and I know they're in it for the long haul, but that's not the way you want to begin year two.
I mean, for all the conversation we've had on Michigan in that year, I think both sides have proven to kind of be right. I think the side that screams cheaters, you're right. I think the other side, though, the Michigan side is like, yeah, still best team. Like, yeah.
And to Wetzel's point, you knew about it at the end of the year.
100%.
It wasn't like
this was going on during
the
season.
The Astros stuff came out after the year was over, and it's like, wait a minute, what? They won the World Series doing what? This was he was suspended during the season for this.
Now, who should have been suspended?
Jim Harbaugh, that is.
Right. But, like, player, what should there have been a player? Just whatever. Okay. That's all well and good. It's done. I disagree with you. I actually thought it was a really good year one for them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what year one with Harbaugh would have been for that next team because they clearly didn't have a quarterback.
Well, he would have been suspended, but that's, you know, I digress.
You're right. But my point is, what was their final record? Was it 9-5 or was
I think it was 8? I think they were 7-5 in the regular season.
And they finished with that
and then the
win.
Bowl game
they
win.
They kicked Alabama's ass in that bowl game.
They killed Alabama.
Serves,
that made Milroe's draft. I mean, I thought it was going to make his draft stock plummet, but it didn't. They went... Yeah, 7-5 in the regular season and then won their bowl game.
And so, like, by their measure, that's not a record they want. But given everything thrown at them after the winning, the title, I thought that was a pretty good season, all things considered. They had some NFL dudes that had great seasons in Loveland.
They had a lot of high draft picks.
The defensive line was great, and Grant and Graham. Like, that overall, that Will Johnson, that team was pretty stacked, but they were just missing the most obvious position. They went and got the number one player at that position.
They did.
So we'll see what happens with the suspension. They're clearly trying to get ahead of the NCAA ruling on this. And maybe the NCAA is tired of dealing with it and just says, okay, that works for us. If it works for you, I'm with you. I think it's dumb they're picking and choosing.
Weeks three and week four.
Yeah. And it's going to be funny if they do lose at Oklahoma and then lose in Nebraska. At Nebraska. Yeah,
I think that's the only reason I'm bringing up. I don't disagree, I guess, with the overall thought. To me, it's just a program with such high expectations. I think it just it highlights how big of a year two it is.
Like 100% agree.
And if you go 2-2 in your first four, all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, dude, we just won a national title 2 years ago, and then we lost five games last year. Now we're 2-2.
Yeah.
Like that's how quickly this stuff can turn on you. Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. I got a couple more college football notes I want to get to in the final hour. It's a big decision day for one local fan base. We'll keep an eye on that.
It is a quarterback.
A quarterback is coming off the board, but not really because it's not signing day. Yeah. It's just a verbal announcement.
It's a commitment until he gets paid more by a different school and then decommits and
recommits. Might change by December, which is still 7 months away from National Signing Day. But we'll let you know on that. Some NBA playoff side. It's a load of final hour. It's a Monday. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Spring on 1080 The Fan.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.